On the evening of Thursday, March 14th, a special public meeting was convened at the Downtown Library's Carol Shields Auditorium. The focus of the meeting, organized by the Social Planning Council of Winnipeg in conjunction with Ours Winnipeg, the Planners Network, and For the Love of Winnipeg, was to examine concerns about the way the City of Winnipeg makes decisions about the way public land is allocated. Interest in this issue was fueled by a number of high-profile controversies, such as the fire station land swap and the proposal to build a water park at the Forks. The talk began with presentations by representatives of community groups who have encountered frustration with City Hall decisions. We present for you now abbreviated speeches by Thomas McLeod of the Armstrong Point Association, which is dealing with a private school expansion, and then by Ron Mazur of Ours Winnipeg, which is trying to prevent the sale of city golf courses for private development.
Armstrong Point is a small residential neighborhood of approximately 128 households. The area is physically defined. The natural landscape of the Assiniboine River frames it, not unlike how Kingston Row or Norwood Flats are defined by their geography. The unique distinction that Armstrong Point holds is that the neighborhood houses the largest number of City of Winnipeg Heritage listed homes. This did not happen by accident. It happened through urban planning and community engagement. Armstrong Point is one of Winnipeg's earliest planned neighborhoods. Established in the late 1800s, the subdivision plan follows the City Beautiful movement of the era, with treed boulevards and lot plans following the crescent-shaped point. In 1995, residents saw how neighboring Osborne Village across the river was being redeveloped. And they looked on the other side across the river at the community of Crescent Woods and how active community participation was protecting the character and quality of the residential development. So at that point, the Armstrong Community Association was formed in 1955, with its core mandate being the preservation of this residential area as a quality residential area, single-family residential area. There have always been developers and property owners who have had objectives other than single-family residential for their properties in Armstrong Point, including some property owners today. But it has been the consistent application of the residential zoning bylaw that has preserved this area. So why is it an issue today, and why is it an issue around a school? Well, our issue as a community association is not against the school. The school is a private institution. It's existed there for 40 years, and it will probably exist there in the future. Our dispute is specifically with the City of Winnipeg, and our legal action is directed against the City of Winnipeg for contravening its own zoning bylaws and the City of Winnipeg Charter. On June 7th of last year, the City's Appeal Committee granted permission for a development of a private school expansion after refusing a similar expansion proposal 4 years earlier. Even after residents demonstrated the legal errors of such an action to both the Board of Adjustment and the Appeal Committee for the City of Winnipeg, these errors in laws were allowed to stand unchallenged, and it has opened the door for a new scale of density of development that has never before been permitted in the area. And it is threatening the current zoning of the area as R1 residential under the city's new urban infill areas bylaws. What is essentially happening is the urban infill areas bylaw, which specifically prohibits application in residential areas, is being applied in our area out of convenience. And in so doing, the city is effectively redefining our residential status by an administrative decision, not by a legal decision. These errors in law, and there are a number of them, if they're allowed to stand unchallenged, are a threat to not just our neighborhood, but to the whole process of planning, review, and practice. We, as an organization, felt that the decision could not go unchallenged, and so we took the extraordinary step, after quite a bit of reflection as a community, to challenge the city in the court of law. Justice Simonson's oral ruling last month was not in our favor, as reported in the media. But the community is eagerly awaiting for her written decision. because we are hoping that in that written decision that there will be some understanding of the important legal issues that have been brought forward. What action the community takes going forward is an open question right now, and I really can't address that until the decision is published and the community has had a chance to review it.
In 2011, Mayor Sam Cates proposed selling public municipal golf courses for commercial and residential development. What visionary civic leaders took 120 years to build was about to be destroyed by the agenda of one mayor and council. These parklands are part of our history and were set aside for the people of Winnipeg for future generations to enjoy. These parks have been paid for by all of us, the citizens of Winnipeg, and they belong to all of us. The City of Winnipeg posted a request for expressions of interest asking for proposals to either take over the operation of 7 city-owned golf courses or purchase the land for commercial or residential development. These golf courses were located across the city: Windsor Park, Canoe Club, Tuxedo, Crescent Drive, Harbour View, Kildonan Park, and John Bloomberg. On February the 14th of 2012, Hours Winnipeg went to City Hall to a meeting of the Property and Development Committee to address a motion for a consultation process. A total of 20 people registered to speak. The committee ruled the motion out of order and no one from the public was allowed to speak. A procedural tactic was used to prevent citizens from speaking. Democracy was hijacked that day, but the action gave Hours momentum. Hours Winnipeg responded immediately by organizing a series of public forums across the city, much like we have tonight, to give citizens an opportunity to speak on the issue. Now, the city planning documents contain park and green space objectives and references, but these objectives were ignored by the city in their rush to sell the public golf courses. City Winnipeg planning bylaw Hours Winnipeg says the city is to recognize and preserve Winnipeg's parks, green spaces, and riverbanks as green oases in our urban setting, and it is to enable the protection of ecologically significant lands. A document, Our Winnipeg, a Sustainable City, states, "Our environment is the foundation for our economic and social health, and collectively we need to continue to take responsibility for it." Complete Communities document says, "The city is to provide parks for citywide recreation, sport, and leisure opportunities at the neighborhood, community, and regional levels." So the City of Winnipeg's attempt to sell 7 public municipal golf courses for commercial or residential development is clearly contrary to the directions and guidelines contained in the city bylaws and plans. The City of Winnipeg Charter states as follows: "No land owned by the city and used for park purposes may be disposed of without approval by a vote of 2/3 of all members of council." It's clear that the city charter deems any planned disposition of park land to be of such importance that an extraordinary majority is required to give effect to that disposition. Municipal golf courses are park land, yet the city decided to proceed with disposition without any public consultation. The public municipal golf courses were saved from commercial or residential development because 6 councillors supported keeping golf courses as green spaces. This ensured that the required 2/3 majority was not attainable. The lack of public consultation and engagement on this issue demonstrates a democracy deficit at City Hall. The complete disregard of official City of Winnipeg planning documents helps to explain the growing cynicism and distrust citizens have regarding City Council.